pack my bags. Last night, pre-flight, 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high. As a kite by then. Miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space. On such a gonna be a long, long time. The touchdown brings me back again to find I'm not the man they think I am back home. Oh, no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fumes out here alone. I think it's gonna be a long time. To touchdown, bring me round again and find I'm not the man they think I am. Oh, oh no, no, no. I'm a rocket man. Rocket man. Burning out his fuse out here alone.
Freaks, it's Thursday, January 17th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, I am the ketchup man. Fear me. Plus, Britney Spears is still flashing her fat, and hospitals get kinky with forced rectal exams and handcuffs. All of this plus your emails today on the Distorted View Show.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is the Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. At the top of the program today, have you guys seen the Church of Scientology video that has been leaked? It was it appeared on YouTube, and then the Church of Scientology had that shut down. But by then, it was too late. People have captured the video, and it's been all over the place. I think it was on Perez Hilton, Defamer, E-Bombs World, all over the place. I've got some of the audio here. It's a video all about Tom Cruise and the wonderful things Tom Cruise has done for Scientology. And the way they present this video, you'd think he fucking cured cancer and got rid of everything that is evil and wrong in the world. At one point in the video, they even say Tom Cruise has personally taught over 1 billion people Scientology, or something ridiculous like that. He apparently won the very prestigious Scientology Medal of Honor or Valor or something. I don't know. So let's take a listen to a little bit from the Scientology video.
Tom Cruise on Tom Cruise Scientologist.
Mission Impossible music.
I think it's a privilege to call yourself a Scientologist, and it's something that you have to earn. And because a Scientologist does.
Does what?
He or she has the ability to create new and better realities and improve.
Create realities.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo. Being a Scientologist, you look at someone and you know absolutely that you can help them. So for me, it really is KSW, and it's just like it's.
Oh, they're all about the crazy acronyms: KSW, SPs, KSSP, RESPECT.
It's something that.
They got Aretha.
I don't mince words with that, you know, with anything that LRH does, but that policy to me has really gone, boy.
KSW, by the by, I have learned, means keep Scientology working or something like that, and it's like a list of rules that you have to follow. Kind of like, I guess, maybe the Ten Commandments? I don't know. He also says, like, when he's driving past an accident, he knows that he's the only one that could possibly help. Move over, EMTs and firefighters. The star of Cocktail is going to take charge.
You know you're the only one that can really help. that's what drives me, is that I know that we have an opportunity.
It takes himself so seriously.
To really...
Do you guys remember when he was on Oprah and was acting all crazy? He has a couple of those moments in this video where he just starts laughing, like right here.
Right. It's like, man, you're either in or you're out.
Yeah.
It's spectatorism, and it's something that is, we have no time for it now.
Oh my, he is so self-absorbed. Take a listen to this. This is the ending.
I do what I can.
He's only one person.
The way I do everything. Nothing part of the way for me. It's just...
A Scientologist can be defined by a single question. Would you want others to achieve the knowledge you now have?
Yes.
In answering that question, Tom Cruise has introduced LRH technology to over 1 billion people of Earth.
LRH technology. L. Ron Hubbard?
And that's only the first wave he's unleashed.
Oh, no.
Which is why the story of Tom Cruise, Scientology...
The second wave of Tom Cruise attacks are coming.
Watch out! Only just begun.
Okay, all right. Oh, there's one more good part. This is where he goes really crazy.
And, they said, so, like, have you met an SP?
What?
You know, and I thought, oh, what a beautiful thing, because maybe one day it'll be like that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe one day it'll be that.
No more SPs! Yay! Our Independence Day! What the hell is he talking about? SPs,
like, they'll just read about those in the history books, you know? The thing is, I just go through that tech, and it's literally not how to run from an SP. It's PTSSP, how to shatter
suppressors. PTSPSP? A PTSPCT? I was totally right about the Aretha Franklin thing. So yeah, apparently SP, after doing some more research, is a suppressive personality or person or something. I guess people who are maybe against Scientology or not open to it or needs to be converted to Scientology maybe. I don't know. There you go. Big ball of crazy. Tom Cruise. Got a couple more pieces of audio for you before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Now, the way I understand this is Madge from... Yeast Radio found this video, gave it to Char Murkowski, and thought maybe I could use it on my show, and I certainly could. It's a guy using a huge dildo on his ass. He's sitting down on it and making some incredible noises. He's whimpering right there to start off with.
Wow. Fuck yeah.
Oh, it's in.
Oh man.
Sounds like a total dork.
Oh man.
Oh man.
Wow. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God. Wow.
Good.
God.
Good.
Wow. Fuck. Oh, my God.
Oh, there's the money shot.
Yeah.
I love guys that are kind of like crying when they come. Oh, God!
Oh.
There you go. Big anal crybaby. Oh, one more piece of audio here. Marty sent this in for the sideshow competition. We're running a contest to see who could send the best audio, and then you win, you know, Amazon.com gift certificate. But you freestyle people don't even bother because it's just for, you know, sideshow members. But anyways, Marty, get your damn hands off me. It's That's my Marty McFly impression. Yes, Marty sent this in. It's apparently some gag video. And it's 5 minutes long. It's ridiculous. So I'm just going to play a little bit here. And you know, I love the female gag videos because they always sound like turkeys. Go, 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 go.
Fuck.
We're having fun, aren't we? All right, let's fast forward and see if it gets any better. Yes, it does. All right. There you go. Very good. Thank you very much, Marty. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed up news right now. Yes, just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, support the program. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Along with keeping me off the streets, you get fun perks like full access to the Distorted View archives, extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts, and so much more. We just did an extended show, was it yesterday? The day before yesterday. So if you want to hear that, sign up now, $5 a month, $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. Three retarded stories for you today, and then we'll get the hell out of here. It's kind of a slow news day. How slow, you ask? Well, a man was found staggering down pavement last night, covered from head to toe in flour and tomato ketchup. That's how slow. Police asked him what had happened, but he was so drunk he could not make himself understood. Your officer, there was this giant hot dog and I was going to eat it, and it got angry at me and said he had 7 children and then started throwing ketchup on me. I don't know. He had ketchup on his back, and he was flinging it at me. I took a bite out of him anyway, and he started screaming.
I was so hungry.
Police asked him what happened, but he was so drunk he could not make himself understood. Martin Woodley came before the court to admit being drunk in Lawn Enfield. This must have been took place in the United Kingdom. Officers spotted him at 10:30 that evening, hanging onto a lamppost on the pavement, said prosecutor Sharon Anderson. She said he was very unsteady on his feet and was holding onto the lamppost in order to remain upright. He was covered from head to toe in baking flour and tomato ketchup. The officers asked him what had happened, but they could not understand what he said because his speech was slurred. They asked if he had anywhere to sleep, and he shook his head. They arrested him for being drunk. Woodley, age 37, of Candleston Place, admitted the offense and also pleaded guilty to drink driving and using a car without insurance. Magistrates Chairman Peter Muxworthy told Woodley, "You have a dreadful record as far as drunk driving is concerned. The matter will be adjourned for a report considering all options, including custody." So there you go. Second story we have for you today, a construction worker claimed...
I have your line. I'm bullshit. I'll be fine. Fuck you. You aren't good in your life.
You know what a sloppy, drunk, Wendy's craving David Hasselhoff means. It's time for Distorted Views, Access Entertainment Hollywood News Insider Report, Extra Edition tonight.
Celebrity. Michael Jackson.
Entertainment.
Implants.
Hollywood.
Who is Angelina Jolie banging?
Extra.
Mayonnaise.
No, Scott, you know the correct pronunciation is meowness. Britney Spears stunned sales staff at a Betsy Johnson store in Sherman Oaks, California on Sunday. Why, you ask? Was it her hideously fat figure? No. Her creepy, still bald head? No. Her hideously ugly children? No, she already lost custody of those. No, she went completely nude. Yes, poor Brit. Obviously high on something. She stepped out of a fitting room completely naked a day before Spears' bizarre antics outside a Los Angeles courthouse cost her visitation rights to her young son for a month. The singer was stripping in front of shoppers. Spears and her paparazzi boyfriend Adnan whatever caused a stir at the upmarket store upon their arrival, and as trendy shoppers watched, Spears grabbed a Betsy Johnson dress and took it to a fitting room. Right? Sounds pretty normal. When she reappeared, she wasn't wearing the dress or what she had on when she entered the store. Instead, she decided she looked best completely nude. Oh, Brittany, you haven't looked good nude since 2003. Get with the program. One store employee who witnessed Spears' shocking display tells Life and Style magazine, "I was blown away. Britney's private parts were right in front of me." Who hasn't seen Britney's vagina? That bald, splotchy mess. I'll never forget, you know, when I saw that picture of Britney getting out of the car with her, you know, fully bald coont, and there was like a little red mark somewhere on there. I was like, oh yeah, Fred Durst left his calling card. Anyways, the store employee said, quote, "I grabbed a dress to cover her, and she screamed, 'Get away from me! Don't you fucking come near me!'" Ah, Britney. Witnesses allege Spears and this guy, Adnan, spent more than 30 minutes alone in one of the store's fitting rooms before the singer stumbled out, mumbling unintelligibly. Another employee says, "I couldn't understand a word she was saying. She's our new Anna. Our new Anna Nicole Smith. I'm so glad. I need to get..." Does anyone have audio of Britney Spears drunk and not making sense? I would love to use it as the opening to the Access Entertainment Hollywood News and Center Extra Edition Report Tonight thing. "I couldn't understand a word she was saying. She was slurring and spitting and talking with a British accent. I wanted to help her, but she was so mean that I left her alone." The bizarre scene at Betsy Johnson came during a weekend when Spears was spotted out and about with her new man wearing one of the dresses she wore when she wed Kevin Federline in 2004. What are we at on the Britney Spears suicide watch? Day 4, 5, she's still alive. Unfortunately, the same could not be said for child star Brad Renfro. He probably killed himself because he was tired of waiting for Britney Spears to do it. "I'll just do it myself. Give me a knife or pills or something." I mean, the anticipation is really building. Something horrible has to happen to Britney or none of us are going to be satisfied. You know what I mean? Either I want her to kill someone or she has to kill herself. Britney, those are your two options. You have until tomorrow. I will also accept pulling a Susan Smith and, like, drowning your children in a lake or something. Yes, she returned to the area after her bizarre Los Angeles Superior Court antics on Monday for more craziness. She took an army of paparazzi into a nearby church and insisted on sitting in silence for just over 2 minutes. Okay, thank you, Brittany. Cuckoo. Take your pills. Pills, pills, pills. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from New York. A construction worker claimed in a lawsuit that when he went to the hospital after being hit on the forehead by a falling wooden beam, emergency room staffers forcibly gave him a rectal examination. You really can't get much further from the rectum than the forehead. You know what I mean? It's hard to make a connection there. Brian Persaud, 38, says in court papers that after he denied a request by New York Presbyterian Hospital emergency room employees to examine his rectum, he was, quote, assaulted, battered, and falsely imprisoned. Someone should investigate. I bet you they're just a bunch of horny, ugly women and gay men that work there. "No, it's standard procedure. I just have a sore throat. I was hoping to get some..." I know. It's, we do this for everyone. There's a lot of mucus membranes. You might have a sore rectum as well as a throat. You see, the bacteria or virus, whatever causes sore throats, I don't know, but it travels, usually south, especially in the wintertime, like birds, you know. One more thing, we seem to run out of gloves and lube, so I'm gonna use Smucker's jelly.
I want them to suck my ass with jelly, what they call toss the salad. That's the slang word, toss the salad. It means sucking my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly. Some people use syrup. I prefer a guy to use jelly, right?
I'd go with syrup. All right, his lawyer, Gerard M. Marone, said he and Persaud later learned the exam was one way of determining whether he had suffered spinal damages in the accident. Well, see, there you go. Marone said his client got 8 stitches for a cut above his asshole. No, for a cut above his eyebrow. Then, Marone said, emergency room staffers insisted on examining his rectum and held him down while he begged, "Please don't do that." He said Persaud hit a doctor while flailing around, and staffers gave him an injection, which knocked him out and performed the rectal exam. They gave him a roofie. This is a sexy, sexy hospital. Prasad woke up handcuffed to a bed. With an oxygen tube down his throat, the lawyer said, and spent 3 days in a detention center. A request by the hospital to dismiss Prasad's lawsuit was denied by Justice Alice Schlesinger, who ordered a trial to start March 31st. Hospital spokesperson Brian Dodson said, while it would be inappropriate for us to comment on the specifics of the case, we would just like to say the patient had a sweet, sweet rectum.
Why did man have to have such a sweet rectum?
I don't know. Maybe that particular topic is covered in the KSW literature. Tom Cruise, do you have a comment? All right, thank you. Yes, hospital spokesperson Brian Dodson said, while it would be inappropriate for us to comment on specifics of the case, we believe it is completely without merit and intend to contest it vigorously. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails to get the hell out of here. All right, just a quick check-in with my freaky deekies here.
Hey, Tim, this is Brian, one of your underage listeners.
Underage?
From New Jersey. And I was looking on my guide on TV, and I found a movie you might like. It's called Gas. It's with Robert Corf and Elaine Skiptos. Pretty much, these people are going for some type of sanctuary in New Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Because there's this nerve gas that kills everyone over 25.
Oh.
So, I thought you might like that since all the old people would die.
Over 25? I'm 27. That won't work.
Damn! Hey, man, this is Scott from Alabama, long-time listener, frequent caller.
Well, your voicemail call is 3 minutes long, and if you are a long-time listener of Distorted View, you know I hate anyone who records over a minute. Voicemail shit.
Alabama, long-time listener, frequent caller. Hey, I just want to say it's our anniversary. 2 years ago, I began listening to Distorted View. Very first podcast I ever put on. You were in the top 10 of iTunes all-time favorite podcasts.
Yes.
And I added you in, and I've been a freak ever since.
Now that fucking iTunes podcast store is full of just, like, HBO shit and all sorts of corporate crap.
There is actually another reason.
I remember the glory days of podcasting, where it was just me and some girl who stuck watermelons in her vagina or something. That was a good show, by the way.
Is there any way that you could...
Soccer girl or something?
Satan, I need to speak to him. I can hold if that's okay.
Satan is not... Who do you want to talk to? Satan?
Any way that you could conference Satan in? I need to speak to him. I can hold if that's okay.
What do you have to say? You know what? I don't want to hear it. Satan's not here. I'll save this message for when Satan pops up pops in.
Hey, Tim. Sean here. I'm sure I'm not the first person to tell you this, because I'm a day behind listening to the shows, because I get up to work so early. But Sexatastic Tuesday was a repeat. You didn't tell us that on the show.
No, if you listen... Well, I don't... Is it really a repeat? This is the second person that told me that. But I went and just... I looked and found that story yesterday, you know, when I recorded it. So I guess if you listen to the Sextastic Tuesday, and it is the same story, you'll hear different comments from me, I guess. That's something.
I
really didn't know that that was a repeat.
Hiya, Tim. It's this DK Gemini from England.
I
heard about you talking about Teeth on one of the shows.
Yeah, the movie Teeth.
A while ago now, but never mind. And I've actually seen this film. I saw it at a screening in London, and it is the most hilarious thing you have ever seen.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Cringeworthy and hilarious at the same time. The thing about it is, I couldn't figure out whether it was for real, whether it was for real, or whether they were taking the piss, you know?
Yeah.
You can't tell with you Americans, because you don't get irony. Well, you do, of course, you know, you're one of the chosen few. But I couldn't figure it out with this film, but it's a must-see. You must see it.
Yeah, you know, I think somewhere it was listed as a horror/black comedy, so I'm thinking maybe they don't take themselves as seriously as it seems.
What's going on, Tim? I listen to your show every day, just about... And this Sextastic Tuesday was the best and the worst. I was at work listening to it and almost threw up. I mean, literally gagging.
I just love there was so much to that story.
So thanks for that. And people looked at me weird.
No problem. Those are the type of sex stories that I love to read. They don't have to be gay. just have to be really disgusting. So please, if any one of you runs across a sex story that is distorted view worthy, or maybe you would like to write your own. We've had a couple good DV listener written sex stories and several very bad ones, but I would very much appreciate that. Just send it along to me, show at distortedview.com.
Hey, Tim, this is one of the underage listeners from Colorado. I was catching up on some shows I missed, and on the January 4th show, you mentioned the cheap monkey whores, and you kept pronouncing it macax, but it's actually pronounced macaques. So you can groom macaques for sex. Yeah, that's all.
Who cares? I pronounce half the shit on the show I say is mispronounced.
Hey,
I'm
Kenny.
Sorry, mispronounced.
This is Naughty Nipple, proud sideshow member. I've got a joke for you.
Okay,
you ready?
Yes.
What do you call a mentally challenged person that believes in reincarnation?
What do you call a mentally challenged person who believes in reincarnation? I don't know. What?
Wait for it. Wait for it. A retard.
I get it. Of course, we've got to have a goddamn song on the show. The Lord, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns. That is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I don't know. I like that song. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD, as in, oh God, what do you call a retard that believes in body phaetons? Tom Cruise knows. He got the joke before the punchline. Oh, wait, he is the punchline. Vote for us a podcast, Dolly. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back here tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody. Bye.